We stay, Domino, on the Loud Security Systems newsmaker line and welcome in the manager of the Atlanta Braves, Brian Snicker, joining us here on Domino and Cellini on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Snit, thanks for coming on game day. How's the mindset so far this morning?
Oh, man, it's going 100 miles an hour right now. You get here, you land here, man, and it's on go. It's all the time.
What does it mean going through this last year, and how much of a difference do you sense now in the team this year?
Well, I think they're a year older, they're a year wiser, they're a year more improved. I mean, they've taken another step in the development of their careers, and a lot of these guys, and I think it's a very confident group. If you watch the workouts the last couple of days, nothing's phasing them, I'm going to tell you that. They're loose, they're having fun. I think everybody to a man is excited to get going today.
Hey, Snit, I don't know what your first postseason experience was in the minor leagues. Do they even line you up on the first and third baseline when you start postseason baseball in the 70s or 80s?
Yeah, you know, we did. You laugh, shake the hands, and it was fun. You know, in the minor leagues, it was fun because it was like you're done with all the early work. It was about playing the game.
Right.
And you used to look forward to the minor league playoffs because all that other stuff was out the door and you concentrated like we're doing now on playing the game, and that made it a lot of fun.
Brian Snicker, manager of the Braves, with us, of course, game one just after 5 o'clock here on The Fan this afternoon. The Ford Leadoff Show coming your way at 3:45. I know that Freddie Freeman, no matter what, Snit, is going to be in the lineup. And talk about what his mere presence is going to mean. Now, you want more than that, but him just being there means so much.
No, it does. I mean, there's a lot of guys that, just their presence in the lineup it means a lot to across the way and to our team. And I'm very feeling really good. He's had a really good 2 days of work here. I think he's in a really good spot and looking for big things out of him.
Snit, let's talk about a couple of the decisions. I thought you explained it perfectly with Julio, but I know it can't be an easy thing.
No, it was probably the hardest 2 days of meetings and the hardest meeting maybe I've ever had. Killed me, but when you break it down and where we're at, a lot of it had to do with just injuries of the guys that were, 6 weeks ago looking like they were going to be in our bench, and then we took some big hits, and it did determine how we constructed this team and going forward. So it was tough, man. That guy gives you everything he has. I hated it. And I told those guys last Sunday in New York, the good thing is we're in the playoffs. The bad thing is there's going to be some really tough decisions and there's going to be guys left off, as there were last year, that probably deserve to be on the club. It doesn't work that way all the time. And it's a hard decision and it's a really tough conversation to have.
In a day and age where it seems to be about the home runs and strikeouts, a lot more than any other subject we bring up, can you just talk for a second about Billy Hamilton? You don't even know when the moment might come up, but to have a tool like that, I'm assuming this is something that you guys all agreed on, that's something we need no matter what way the game is being played today.
No, you're right. I mean, that runner is big. We carried Lane Adams last year for just that reason. And you never know. It might be the one run that gets you to the next round or that wins the game for you or whatever, but I think having that that weapon there is something in the playoffs that's huge.
Brian Snicker, manager of the Braves, with us on the Loud Security Systems newsmaker line. We've heard conflicting reports. Don't know what you want to tell us, what you can tell us. Who's going to be catching today?
Max catching. I'll tell you. It's kind of like I looked at the whole thing, he and Dallas are battle tested in these situations. And I'm kind of going through, with the offensive approaches, we're going to try and beat the starter. We got guys that can come off the bench if they start bringing lefties in. But I made a decision. I talked to everybody and thought I'm going to go with Max.
We all sit here and say there's going to be a moment or two, and hopefully it's an extended version into October. Certain guys just have a flair. The left field wall guy, the guy who just does something that he's not supposed to. Baseball is littered with that since the time they started playing postseason baseball. But I think to a person, we think Brian McCann's got a couple of swings in him. I mean, I'm not telling you it's happening tonight, but it just feels like that's the type of guy that's got a couple of swings in him as this thing goes along.
No, I know. You're absolutely right. I feel the same thing. I mean, the guy's been on this stage before. He's been a big game player his whole career, as we know when he came up from Double A. And, you know, he's just one of those guys that, you know, you look at, and like I say, he's battle-tested and is just always one of those guys. And he has all years, has come through in big moments.
What about Echeverria?
We're very lucky to have him on the bench. He's probably our hottest bench player right now as far as, you know, coming off the bench in a big situation and getting a big hit. And if something happens, you need to double switch or, you know, he needs to play the infield. We're good there. But, we lost Camargo and Charlie went down. And now all of a sudden, Hetch has kind of put himself in a position to be a big guy off our bench.
Brian Snicker with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. We had Charlie in studio with us a couple of days ago, and he said, look, it's important that we be ourselves, that we do what got us here, but you are kind of walking that fine line as well. You don't want to be careless either. You don't want to be overly aggressive either.
No. All the outs are important. The outs we're going to, the 27 that we're trying to get and the 27 that we're going to have. I mean, they're all important. You can't, like you say, you can't go out and necessarily play a different game. It is a different game. It's sped up. Everything's kind of fast forwarded a little bit, but you still got to go out and be aggressive and, you know, play with that same passion and energy that got you those 97 wins.
Snit, I don't know if I've ever been around a team in 25 years here where it's been more the case. We ask you on March 31st or April 1st, whenever the season's going to start, how do you feel about this bunch? But if you look at the roster, just the roster itself, that question is so ridiculous now, 7 months later, when you look at the actual names and the bodies and the abilities you have, because it's fluid enough this year with the additions to let you know that whatever that answer was then, it's completely different in terms of what you can do and how you feel about this group.
No, I know. I mean, it's like always, it's just ever evolving, it seems like. And because it's such a long season and you go through so many ups and downs and just what you go through is just, when you look back on it, sometimes you think it's like, how in the heck did we get through that? But you do, you know, I think personally, that's why I always have to take it a day at a time approach and worry about today. I think that allows you that, to get through all that, not drive yourself just completely nuts. So, you know, we've had a lot of guys come through here. We've had a lot of late season acquisitions that have made immediate impact when they have came here. And you know, it's been a total team effort, that's for sure.
I told the story. Billy Hamilton was talking about a session he had with Ron Washington that was ostensibly about bunting, but it was so much more than that. Can you just spend a couple of seconds talking about the staff and what it is you feel they've actually contributed to all of this?
They contribute, I said, it's a staff full of rock stars, in my opinion. I mean, you got a bunch of veteran baseball guys here on this staff, and they're always teaching. They're always looking for the information. They're taking the information from upstairs. They're getting it to the players. But the biggest thing is that these guys realize that we don't have a finished product here, that these guys are still learning and applying their craft at the major league level, and they do an unbelievable job of doing that. None of them sits in there and you don't see them till game time, because these guys are big leaguers. They don't need work. They're the exact opposite. I mean, they're always out there. And if you're here early, you see them out there working every day, and nobody's, you know, griping about it either. Players, you know, they love the fact that these guys are in there with them and they're grinding and they're always teaching. There's always teaching moments, and the amount of time and energy that this staff puts in with our players is amazing. And I'm very appreciative of it.
How many times did you, since the season ended, go through the lineup that you wanted, at least game one? Did you have a couple of different maturations of it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's something I didn't allow myself to think of until this last week. And you know, still, it's not going to be, you know, we knew we were going to get Ronald back. Freddie's going to be okay. And it's not a huge change. You know, like I say, I'm kind of taking a let's beat the starter approach. And I just, the biggest one was, you know, whether or not just to go with Mac. And then I came about that a few days ago. And I'm just like, in my gut, it was the right thing to do. And you know, every time I rolled over in bed, it kept coming up. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go with it. So, but other than that, you know, then we had a lot of internal discussions and on picking the team and some really good meetings.
Before we let you go, I guess it's a good problem to have, but the final week of the season, you're on the road, you clinched, and it's kind of like you can't wait, I would imagine, for the postseason to get here. It's got to be a weird situation. I'm sure you're glad that this is finally beginning this afternoon.
No, I am. I mean, it's, you know, their games are going out. You want to win them. I mean, our focus was trying to win 100 games. Didn't work out. And but I kind of feel like, you know, however, whatever anybody was doing after that last game was played last Sunday, you know, you got 3 days off. I kind of liken it to getting spring training over with, and now anything can happen right now. I mean, this is a new day today. Guys are going to be, you know, the adrenaline's going to be flowing, and then you just kind of wait and see who the next hero is going to be.
Last one, because I know no detail is left unturned. Strange start time. Ballpark, sun, anything that – any conversation at all about how the ballpark – it's certainly going to be hot, but anything about the ballpark. Yeah.
Well, you know, we've played these mid-afternoon games before. It's not ideal. I remember back in the day, I sat in the stands with a lot of Braves games against the Astros at this time, and it's you know, it's not easy, but our guys are – that's why we practiced at that time yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, just want them to be out there shagging the ball and doing that at, you know, close to game time. And it's just something both teams are going to endure. And you know, it's not going to be an excuse. It's something that we're all going to go through. And we're still going to go out there and get after it just like we would normally at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, what's the old adage, Snit? It's hot for them, too. It's going to be hot for St. Louis. So.
Yep. I mean, we're used to that heat here. I know that. I mean, this isn't any different than, you know, having that 7:20 night game and that 12 o'clock, that 12:10 day game the next day in July.
Yeah, you know what I like? The sun is probably blaring a little bit more into their dugout. I do know that's one design advantage you have when you build a new place.
You got that right. I mean, it's kind of nice in those afternoons when that shade goes over us, because that thing can be hot, too. You got
use it. Use whatever advantage you have. Snit, we wish you nothing but the best. We appreciate you coming on day of, and hopefully we're talking about a victory when all is said and done.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Snit, look forward to it. See you inside.
There is Brian Snicker, manager of the Braves, joining us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker Line.